Good morning, everyone. It's time again to share the wonderful words of life. Thank you for joining us today for this radio broadcast. This broadcast comes to you from the Church of God here at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street in Newark, Ohio. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring some good news from a far country.
I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles, turn with us over to the book of Psalms, chapter 119. I'm going to read verse number 9. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. I'd like to bring a message by the help of God titled, Step Up to the Plate. You probably won't be surprised to learn that the origin of this idiom is baseball. No one is certain when the term was first used, but the expression is a very easy one to understand. That when a baseball player is prepared to receive a pitch, he or she is to step up to the plate to indicate readiness. So the metaphor means take responsibility because it is your turn to take action. This expression has become quite popular today in all kinds of different contexts. We're told that you gotta step up to the plate. I remember when I was just a young boy, I was not even a teenager, that my dad told my mother, Lovey, I'm taking Larry to work with me today, to the slaughterhouse. Mom said, oh, he's too young. He might get hurt. He said, it's time he steps up to the plate. So Dad took me to work with him. He said, your job today is to run the cows in. And I kind of liked it. And then I got to doing that pretty good. He said, son, it's time to step up to the plate. When you run them in, I want you to shoot them. I want you to tie a chain around their leg and take them up the hoist. So I started doing that. And then I got that down pat, and I was keeping up. He says, time to step up to the plate. Not only do I want you to run them in and shoot them and take them up the hoist, I want you to stick them and let all the blood drain out and skin the head out. Now that was harder. But did you know that practice makes perfect? Took me about 15 minutes the first time, and I practiced. I got to where I could stick it and skin the head out and cut it off in 36 seconds. So Dad said, all right, it's time to step up to the plate. I want you to go over there. After you get that done, start cutting the legs off. So I learned to do that. Then Dad said, it's time to step up to the plate. I want you to go over and skin that beef out. I didn't know how to skin it out. But that's the way you learn. By doing, right? So I thought, that's good now. I can do all this. Then Dad said, it's time to step up to the plate, son. I want you to gut them. So I started doing that. I didn't know how to do it. I just started doing it. I learned how to do it. And then the most critical part. He said, time to step up to the plate. Well, what's that? You got to split them right down the center. Don't get off one side or other. You mess the T-bone up. Mess the ribeye up. That's hard. But he taught me how to do it. Step up to the plate. Then he took me in the cutting room. Said, step up to the plate, grind that meat. Don't stick your hand down in there, but grind all that meat. I barely could reach up there and put the meat in there. They said, step up to the plate, Larry. See these bones? Cut all the meat off of them. Throw the bone in the barrel, put the meat in the grinder, but show me the bone before you put it in the barrel. I want to make sure you got all the meat off of it. Because I couldn't get as much off as he could. He'd been doing it all his life. Then one day he said, step up to the plate, cut them steaks. Showed me how to get on the saw and how to cut the steaks and get the right angle. All through life, we got to step up to the plate. Amen. To step up the plate means to stand up and be counted for. Stand up for the Lord. Stand up for his word. Stand up for obedience. Stand up for purity. What would you be willing to do if you knew God would help you and God would bring you through? Would you be willing to teach a class? Would you be willing to sing a special? To sing in the choir? To be the chairman? To pray publicly? To bring a lesson to the young people? Or maybe some Sunday morning, the Sunday school teacher don't show up. Somebody got to step up to the plate. When we lose sight of the meaning of life and forget that time is the most valuable resource in life, we end up with regrets. But it is true, we feel most alive when we move out and do what God tells us to do. And when we stretch out, we grow and we mature. So I said, I can't do nothing. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and verse number 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think, according to the power that worketh in us. God gives us the power to do what he calls us to do. Step up to the plate means take more risks for God. When we ask God to forgive us of our sins and we forsake our sins, thank God he forgives us, doesn't he? Romans 8 verse number 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Thank God there's no more condemnation, but the devil's there to bring up our past. But listen to me. See, some people are afraid to step up to the plate because they struck out back there somewhere. Failure is an event, not a person. We're not to live under the dirt of Satan's condemnation. Those things that you've repented of, you forsook those things, you got victory over them, thank God they're under the blood, and the devil may bring it to your mind, but it's in the sea of forgetfulness there to be remembered again. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. And we're free from the penalty of sin when we ask for forgiveness and forsake those things that God has shown to us. You got to leave the past in the past. And do as the Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter and verse number 12, not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Learn the practice of forgetting and don't be living in the past. Step up to the plate. Somebody said, I failed. Well, step back up to the plate. Amen. Don't get sidetracked, saints of God, by living in the past. Friend, we need to set our hearts on doing the will of God as we follow God forward and not backward. Step up. Quit making excuses. Take a step of faith and follow Jesus and do what he's asked you to do. It's time to step up to the plate. Within the life of every believer, there comes a time and there comes a moment or moments when you are looked to for leadership, for guidance, for expertise, and for know-how. And friend, when somebody looks to you, you are expected to step up to the plate, to stand in the gap, to deliver and to provide, and you can do that by the help of God. These are moments when others are not able to do it any longer. And so you're going to have to step up and handle it and face it and shoulder it and conquer and provide. When you're given the opportunity and God opens the door, you need to be ready to step up to the plate. Amen. In such times, the question is asked, can I do this? Yes, you can. With the help of God, you can do this. Can you, with your relationship with the Lord, perform and lead and guide and face and endure and overcome any better than those that don't know the Lord? Absolutely. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things with Christ that strengtheth me. It's the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Throughout his life, He's been given to dreaming dreams, but he can't understand the dreams. And this is one of those occasions. It's a troubling dream. And the depth of its disturbance causes him to call on the court astrologers for help. His particular demand is unique. He doesn't just simply go and say, I want the interpretation of the dream. I want you to first of all tell me what I dreamed, and then I want you to give me the interpretation of the dream. They said there's not a man alive who can do such a thing. None, not one expert, just the gods can tell you what the dream is. Their inability infuriates Nebuchadnezzar. He becomes so infuriated that he issues a decree to execute all the wise men of Babylon for false advertisement. They weren't able, my friend, to deliver in that they had advertised in this situation. There's Nebuchadnezzar's need, and there's the astrologer's inability to meet that need. There's a threat of death to all the wise men, which also includes the man of God, Daniel. And none of the Babylonians have been able to meet that need. And the question is, can Daniel do any better? Are you listening to me? I know that you're saying, well, I'll never be in a situation like Daniel. While that may be so, it does not change the fact. In the course of life, there are questions that beg to be answered. There's challenges for you to answer them because they're on your job. And you're the only Christian they may know. It's at your school, and they've got confidence in you. There's a problem to be solved. There's a challenge, and it's for you to solve it. There's a dilemma to be overcome, and the challenge is for you to overcome them. There's gaps to be filled, and there's a challenge for you to fill them. No one else is meant for this particular job but you. Thank God Daniel was able to step up to the plate. Yeah. Amen. What about you? Don't you think it's about time you stepped up to the plate? Someone might say, well, I'm not ready. Well, when are you going to be ready? How long you been waiting? Friend, just like it was with me when I was a boy, the best way I was able to learn was to jump in there and start doing it. And it wasn't perfect at first. And it might not be perfect for you at first, but you got to start somewhere. The Bible teaches us that all Christians are called to serve God in his kingdom. And that includes you young people. Amen. It includes every one of us. We've been called to serve in God's kingdom. Will we respond like Isaiah did? He said, here am I, Lord, send me. Or will we take the next boat to Tarshish like Jonah? Throughout Bible history, God has chosen individuals to do his work, to perform his task, which he does this. And friend, he doesn't ask for resumes. He doesn't ask how prepared that you think you are. He doesn't care about perceived obstacles. He just says, get her done. God wants us to step up. And he has promised to help us do more than we can ever imagine. God can help you do more than you could ever imagine. The fullness of living in Christ is found in defeating procrastination, failures, fears, and allowing us just to follow Jesus. God is still asking the same question that he asked in Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Verse 8, who will go for us? God is still asking that same question today. God is looking all the way back in. He was looking for somebody to step up to the plate. In Ezekiel 22:30, he said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me in the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Isn't that sad?
that God searched for a man, but he couldn't find none. Nobody was willing to step up to the plate. God has chosen us to take the message to the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 9:37 says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. That was the problem in the Old Testament. It was the problem in the New Testament. Jesus was having a hard time finding people that would step up to the plate. I believe what Jesus is telling us here, that there's a need for some workers, for some laborers. God's not looking for skilled workers. Amen. They'll go on strike. God's looking for laborers. There's a need for some folks who are willing to get their hands dirty for the cause of Christ. The Lord is looking for someone who is willing to help in the harvest of the lost. See, I don't claim to be an agriculture major, but the last time I looked, harvesting is done in the fields, not in the church building. So that suggests to me that we got to go outside these walls in order to get into the fields to work for God. Yes, be faithful to church. Be here every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, every camp meeting service, every revival service. But there's a job to do when we're not in this building. Get off the pews. Get into the highways and the hedges and compel men and women, boys and girls to come in. We need people who are willing to get involved in serving God and doing the work of God. God's looking for someone who's willing to work for him. Thank God, many years ago, D.L. Moody was willing to step up to the plate. Yes, he said, I'm only one, but I am one, and I cannot do everything, but I can do something, and that I can do, by the grace of God, I will do. And with that simple commitment, God used him to bring revival to England and America. And oh, I like to read after him. I read one time where he said somebody was making light and complaining about the way he was going about evangelizing. And I love what he said. He said, I like my way of doing it better than your way of not doing it. Amen. That's pretty good, isn't it? People ought to stand around and complain about the way you do things. What are they doing for God? I'm glad that many years ago, D.S. Warner was willing to step up to the plate. And I'm glad that Brother Emerson Wilson was willing to step up to the plate. I'm glad that Brother Decker was willing to step up to the plate. God initiates the call. Who will go for us? Who will step up to the plate? We have a choice to accept or decline God's calling. If God had to force you to do this, it wouldn't be any good. He wants you to do it out of your heart. We need individuals who will stand up and make a difference. That's what we need today. People that will stand up and make a difference. We need men and women for the hour who will stand in the gap. Amen. Or are we going to just watch as people go to hell all around us? I wonder, in this day, is God going to look in vain for a man to stand in the gap, for young people to stand in the gap? See, God does not draft people to stand in the gap, but he asks for volunteers. God wants volunteers. It's time for young men and young women of the church to step up to the plate. And I know what you say, same thing I said, I'm inadequate. But God has a way of overcoming our weaknesses and our insufficiencies, doesn't he? Amen. I've learned over the years, however, that the person most aware of his inadequacies is usually the person most dependent upon God's all-sufficiency. See, I fear, and I worry about somebody saying, oh yeah, I can do this, it ain't no problem. I worry about that. But when someone's that says, no, you know, without God, I can't do this, I say that's the person we need right there. Because they're going to go into this trusting God. And if we think we can do it, God's going to let us fall on our face. I still can't do this. It still takes God. No matter how much we learn and how much practice we have, it still takes the anointing power of God to accomplish God's work in this world. My inadequacies has caused me to rely upon God. His strength is made perfect in weakness. His glory is manifested through my flaws. Our talent may appear inadequate. Your talent may appear inadequate, but God always equips those that he calls to do a job. He makes the provisions. Jeremiah 1:9 says, then the Lord put forth his hand and he touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. The touch was not so much to purify as it was to inspire and empower. Is God calling you? Some of you have been an expert at making excuses. All of us are quite accomplished at this. Perhaps we all need to stop for a moment when we're making an excuse and think, this might just be God calling me to do something. And if I make an excuse, if I don't do what God's called me to do, I may miss a valuable moment to make a difference in a person's life, or may make a valuable contribution to the life of the church. I guess we all need to confess how many times we've made excuses, always hoping someone else will do it. You may not always see the reason why God is calling you, but be assured that when God calls you, he's got a very good reason for calling you. Has it been your experience that God has called you to step up to the plate, and even though you could have easily give 10 reasons why you couldn't, have you thought that you were the most unlikely person for this particular job, but dared to take up the challenge and found that by the help of God, you were able to do it? Have you gone by your first reaction and being asked to take up the task, step up to the plate? You would have not done anything. Paul would have considered himself the most unlikely candidate to be called to be a messenger of the good news, but we know how God was with him and how God used him. Maybe you struck out in the past. You tried and you failed. Well, get back up. Amen. Get back up to the plate. You asked God to forgive you, didn't you? You learned from that mistake. Maybe you failed. Babe Ruth struck out 1,330 times, but he made 2,873 hits, and he made 714 home runs. He didn't quit. Because he struck out a few times, he got back up to the plate. I tell you, friend, I've struck out a few times. But you can't keep a good man down. Amen. I got back up. I'm so glad that the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. We need people who'll step up to the plate. Amen. See, it's another thing you think, well, brother so-and-so, I think he ought to step up to the plate. Sister so-and-so, that'd be a good job. That'd be a good job for her. But am I willing? Wouldn't it be good if everybody would go to their pastor and say, if there's anything I can do, I'm available. I don't know much. I can't do much. But pastor, I want you to know I'm available. Wouldn't that be wonderful? It's time to step up to the plate of consecration. It's time to step up to the plate of dedication, being dedicated. It's time to step up to the plate of a full surrender to God. It's time to step up to the plate of commitment, making a commitment to God. And don't lose that place right there, Christian. But I want to add this. If you're a sinner, it's time for you to step up to the plate. You know why? Because you're on the losing side. You're bound to lose if you don't step up to the plate. And some of you know you need to, and you plan to someday step up to the plate of repentance and faith and salvation, but you've been putting it off. It's time to step up to the plate. You know what? You are on a losing team. If you are not saved, you are doomed to lose. And I'm glad for the night I heard them sing the song, "Come on over to the winning side." Amen. God's side is the winning side. And I'm not talking about any particular church. I'm talking about being saved. Come on over from the lost to the winning side.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those sound words of admonition. Hopefully, you will take this message to heart. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We would also like to remind you to browse through the Church of God website. It's at godsacres.org. There is a section on our website that points to sermons that have been preached by Brother Roger Decker. There are also messages by ministers that have come and preached in revivals and camp meetings. You will find many interesting features that can be of some help to you. Are you receiving your free copy of the Gospel Trumpeter magazine? This magazine is being published right here at the Church of God at God's Acres each month. If you would like to have your copy sent to you, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. Now, in behalf of Pastor Roger Decker, we'd like to extend a warm welcome to you to each of our services here at God's Acres. The service times for today will be 9:30 is Sunday school. The morning worship will be at 10:45, and the evening worship will start at 6 o'clock. If you would like to have transportation to the service, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. That's 740-345-1213. This is Fred Barrows inviting you to join us here again next week at this same time to the Church of God radio broadcast. Until then, dear ones, may God bless and be with each one of you is our prayer.